So this is Hashkafa for Parshas Yisro, specifically for the Aseres HaDibros, and most specifically for the first two of the Aseres HaDibros. The Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai el Rosh HaHar. Hashem transmits the Aseres HaDibros. He opens with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and then he goes on to Lo Yelecha Elokim Acherim. These two Dibros have a special significance because we were Zoche to hear them Mipi Agvura. The Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Makis, Dorash Rav Simloi, Sheish Meos V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemru Lo L'Moshe, Shlosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamesh Lavin Kiminyan Yemos Hachama, Masayim V'Yarboim U'Shmone Esei Keneged Eivarev Shel Adam. So we have 365 los ases. We have 248 ases. Omer Rav Hamnuna, Mikra. How did the drush of Rabbi Simloi come up with the number 613? So Gemara quotes a pasuk at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Torah Tziva Lot Moshe Marasha. Torah is Bigmatria 611. And Anochi Vloyia Mipi Agvura Shamum. So we learned from Rabbi Simloi that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. They divide into two subcategories, the mitzvahs haseh and the mitzvahs lo saseh. And Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe means that we received 611 of those mitzvahs from Moshe. But two mitzvahs were given mipi agvura, and that's Anochi and Lo Yielecha. Now, Rabbi Natam has a great Talmud, perhaps his most outstanding disciple. He's called Rav Yosef Bechor Shar. And here in Shmos Chaf, he brings a quote from a statement of Chazal. Listen to what he has to say. Rabboseinu Amru, Ki Anochi V'lo Yelecha Shamu Mipi Agvura V'Ashar Mimoshe. And he says the following. Hamikros mochichim ken. Ti anochi v'lo yelecha midabrim ki iluhu atzmo midabra lehem. In the first two of the ten dibros, God speaks in first person, anochi, and he says lo yelecha al panai. He's always talking in first person. However, when you get to the third of the dibros, that's lotisa, he speaks in third person through a shliach. He writes ki lo yenake Hashem, that God will not forgive you. He doesn't say lo enake in the first person. Or for example, in Shabbos he says ki sheish yamim osa Hashem. Obviously, there's a third party who's speaking about God. That's the emissary. That's the agency of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say Kisheshes Yomim Asisi in first person. Or for example, it says Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha. It doesn't say Ani Nosein Lecha. So there's a clear cut pattern here, a distinction between the first two Dibros where Hashem is speaking in the first person, and the other eight Dibros where Hashem is referred to. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shar, this is a clear-cut proof to the Gemara that only the first two Dibros were given, transmitted directly to Klal Yisrael. Now we have to understand, why is it that Hashem chooses, out of all the 613 mitzvos, two mitzvos, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, that obviously these are very important mitzvahs, and nobody's questioning that. But, you know, the Mishnah says in Avos Havizor, the mitzvah kala b'chamura, we have to consider every mitzvah very seriously with a heavy relationship. So what is it about these two mitzvahs in particular that they were given in the first person, transmitted directly to Knesset Yisrael? So in order to understand this, and the answer to this question is going to be the subject of our discussion today, we're going to start with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He says that these two Dibros are very unique. One, the first, is a mitzvah aseh. The second, lo yilcha, is a mitzvah lo saseh. And he says the following, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha encompasses, includes within it, all 248 aseis, whereas lo yilcha includes within it all 365 lo saseis. Basically, what he's saying is that these two mitzvos, the first Anochi Liesei and the second Lo Yilcha Lo Saseh, encompass the entire package of 613. And he quotes a Zohar that says Anochi V'Lo Yilcha B'Travayu Talyin Pikudin Diesei V'Lo Saseh. Everything is included, all the commands, the essays and the Lo Sases, in these two. So we have what we call Avos and Toldos. We have the Av of essays, and that's Anochi. We have the Av of Lo Saseh, that's Lo Yilcha. And the balance of the mitzvos are all Toldos. They're all included in these two Avos. And the Arachayim HaKadosh writes the following, Ra'isi Loseis Tov Tam, Tuv Tam, Bashmas Hashem Yisrael Beis Dibros Anochi Lo Yilcha. I want to give a very good explanation why the Ribon Hashem wanted to give these two directly to Hashem. Kihem Beis Shroshim, these are the roots of all the mitzvahs, Kololos, HaMitzvahs Aseh, Mitzvahs Lo Saseh, Anochi Hu Ikar, V'Shorash L'chol Mitzvahs Aseh, Lo Yilcha, Ikar, V'Shorash L'chol Mitzvahs Lo Saseh. And here's the punchline of the Orchaim. Lazeh, therefore, Nata Hashem Bohem, Hashem wanted to make a tremendous impact on the souls of Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Mipi Kel Elyon, what they hear directly from Hashem, has a certain powerful impact on the soul. Mipi Kel Elyon. And Hashem wanted to have an impact on their souls. Shnei Ikrei HaMitzvos, the two Avos, if you will, the two archetypes that include all the rest. Ubazed, here's the ultimate goal. As a result of Bnei Yisrael hearing these two Dibros, Lotimo Torah Mizareinu Liolam Vod, this would guarantee that the Torah would be part of, if you will, the genetic code of Klal Yisrael for all eternity. The Marsha, in his Chidushei Agados in Makos, at the end of the Masechta, says something very similar. He says that when Rabbi Samloi says that Ramach Mitzvahs Aseh are Keneged Ramach Evarim Shel Adam, he wants to focus on the lev amongst the 248 limbs of the body or organs of the body. And he writes, Roy Ladaski al lev hu ha'ever ha'mechuven Keneged Mitzvos Aseh. And specifically, he singles out Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's a direct relationship between the heart and Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The heart represents the root of life for all the 248 organs of the body, because the blood pumps oxygen to the 248. And this is the Emunah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Emunah, the belief in one God, is going to pump spiritual life into all of Klal Yisrael, and it encompasses all the 248 mitzvahs aseh. Then he writes, as far as the 365 lo saseh is concerned, they reflect the 365 days of the calendar year. Says the Marsha, the heart, if you will, the root of all 365 days is Yom HaKippurim. And all the lo saseh, and specifically Lo Yilcha, which is the super Lo Saseh that encompasses all the Lo Saseh, all 365, they are Keneged Yom Kippur. And he says the essence of Yom Kippur is Lehisrachek Me Elohim Achirim. The Shoresh of all the Lo Saseh, he says, is to go far away and remove yourself from any other gods. And that means that we declare that there are no other powers in earth. If we have to turn to a power on the day when we're in ultimate judgment, there's one day in which there's no power on earth. What does that mean? Says the Marsha, during the other 364 days, we have to contend with what's called the Satan. And he is the ultimate prosecutor that goes up in front of Shamayim and stands in front of the divine court and in the Bez Din Shel Malah prosecutes and says, look, the Jews are falling short. Yankel Berel is not doing this and Shmerel is not doing that. The Satan has the green light. He has the Rishus to be Makatreg during the entire year. So there's another force in the universe, a force of evil. However, on Yom HaKippurim, Lo Yilech Elohim Achirim Al Panai, there are no Elohim Achirim. There are no other forces in the universe. Not even the Satan, who was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Makatreg, even he is completely powerless on Yom HaKippurim. And the Marsha is giving us a tremendous insight into understanding the two first dibros on Nochi and Lo Yilech, on why these dibros are given me pi agvur, as we saw in the Arachaim, so that it would make an impact on our souls. What is unique about Anochi? Anochi is to the Evarim on the goof like the lave. It's the Amunah that sustains the entire spiritual endeavor of fulfilling God's will. And the Shasal Losa says are encompassed in Lo Yilecha, which is Keneged Yom Kippur. Of all the days of the 365 years, there's no other power. There's not even a Satan to be Makatrik. Wow. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I'm very taken by this. But we're not even at the beginning yet. This goes on and on. What we want to study now is the insight of the Balatanya. And the question is whether we can reconcile the Balatanya with the Archaim. The Balatanya in his Likutei Torah, which is a very complicated and challenging work. And whenever we get a chance to get a little peep, a little insight at what he's saying, we should make a bracha, a Birchas Hamenin. He says the following. Why is it that Bishas Hashmad, when the Goyim rise up against us, we find a phenomenon that doesn't make any sense whatsoever? Who are those who are able to be willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem, Bishas Hashmad? Look at the Kalei Adas, Poshei Yisrael, Jews who are not dedicated to the mitzvos. They fall prey to all sorts of taivos, and yet they absolutely refuse to convert to another religion, to become Christians, and they're willing to be Makadi Shem Shamayim. And this is a historical fact. Where does this Mesiris Nefesh, on the part of those who are called, so-called Kali Adas, where does it emanate from? How are they able to go into Ashen Mayim for the sake of identifying with Almighty God and his religion? It's a Pella. The same people who can't overcome the Yetzirah, and yet they're able to be Moser Nefesh. How do they succeed in doing so? And sometimes even with torture. Says the Balatanya, because there's an Ava, a love, a deep love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is ingrained in every Jew, even a Kal Shebekalim, as we said, the Kali Das, the Poshe Yisrael. It's hidden deep down, inside, concealed, the lave, and it comes from the neshama of an Ava Atzuma Lashem, L'malam in HaSeichel, nothing that we can explain. Where does it come from? Says the Balatanya, Ha'inyan ki ha'avos heim heina merkava, v'al kein zachu lahamshich nefesh ruach u'neshama libneihem achreim ad olam. The avos have the power within them of all the spiritual qualities of nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and they inject these qualities and these characteristics into the Jewish nation ad olam. Ulechal echad, And here, if you're following the text, we're moving on to page 2. L'chol echav yechad, every Jew, insofar as he's a descendant of the Avos, afilu kal shevakal v'poshet Yisrael, he has this legacy from the Avos of ruach, neshama, and nefesh. And therefore, he has this pnimius, this nekuda pnimius in his neshama that allows him, despite all the coverings and all the levushim of his sins and his yetzar and his taibus, nevertheless he has within him that ability to rise to the occasion and to stand at the trials and tribulations of Hamoras Hadas, of Kfira, of those who try to force us to accept their religions. And at those moments of time, the Ava, which is concealed and is profoundly deep in the very existence of the neshama of the Jew, comes to the fore. It's misoreres ha'ava. It's like wakening up something from a sleeping position. And misparetzes bishalheves eish kodesh. It bursts out in an unbelievable, incredible flame. Asher mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechavos es ha'ava. The Baal Tanya says that all the waters of the world cannot put out this Ava, this Eish of Ava, and therefore even Kali Adas are ready and prepared to give up their lives. Al Kiddush Hashem. We're going to try to see if we can integrate the Baal Tanya and his understanding of the Yerusha of the Avos into our structure about Anochi Veloyir. But before we do that, we want to study a piece here in Parshas Yisro from the Bar Dichava, from the Kedushas Levi. And he seems to have a slightly different approach than the Baal Tanya as to how it is that Kalei Kalim are able to rise to the occasion to sacrifice their lives al Kiddush Hashem when necessary. And he says the following: because they heard at Har Sinai the first two dibros of Anochi Vloyia directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he writes, Ki Livar Nasot, as the Torah says, Bavur Nasos Eschem Bo Elokim Pirish Zesha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biatzmo Anochi Vloyia is Nirsham V'Nichkak Belev Kol Ish V'Yisrael Afilu Kal Shivakalim Libavur Nasos Eschem. Here in Parshas Yisro, Hashem says that I'm giving you the ability to withstand all the nisyonos, to succeed in all those trials, so that even a Kal Shivakalim will be able to be Moser Nafshal Kiddush Hashem. And how so? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Anochi Veloyia Bechvodo V'yatzmo, directly into Klal Yisrael. This is a reflection of what we saw in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that we started with. That how is it that the Torah is guaranteed for all of eternity to be part of the Jewish nation? It's because we heard these two super mitzvos, these two avos, the archetypes of Anochi Veloyia, we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we understand from the Kedushas HaLevi that as a result of hearing these two dibros, we were so uplifted, so transported, so transformed, if you will, that even a Kal Shevakalim would be able to stand L'Bavur Nasos Eschem, the Nisoyon of Mesiris Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. And he quotes a Medrash, B'Shosh Eshomu Yisrael Anochi Hashem Elokecha Nitka Talmid Torah Belibam V'ayu Lemeidim V'lo Meshakchim. At that point in time, the Torah that Moshe transmitted to them would go into their souls in a way that they would not even forget it. Later on, they had Shikcha. Bo Eitzel Moshe V'yomu Moshe Rabbeinu Tasa Atosh Shliach Bein Oseinu, you be the Shliach. Daber Atah Imanu V'nishma V'ata Loma Nomus. So they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to receive the Torah and transmit it to Klal Yisrael. They said, Ma Moshe Basav Adam Over. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to die at some point in time. He'll leave this world. And Af Talmudo Over, and all his Torah knowledge will leave this world. And therefore we're afraid. Miyad Chazu Bolem Itzmosh Moshe Rabbeinu Halavai Yigal Lanu Pam Shnia Levai Yishakenim Yishikos Piyu Halavai Yitoka Talmud Torah B'libeinu K'mo Shehoya. Is there any way, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you can guarantee us that the Torah that you're teaching us will go into our souls in a permanent way so that we won't be lost? Amar Lehem Ein Zo Achshav Aval Yosid Lavohu Shenemar Nesati Es Torasi B'Kirba V'Aliba Mechtaveru. In other words, if Klal Yisrael would have heard the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah would have been forever engraved inside their beings. They would never have forgotten the Torah. But Moshe says, no, we're not ready for that. Right now it's going to be Daber Atah Imanu V'Nishma'a. There's going to be Shichras HaTorah. And therefore Klal Yisrael asks, Yishakenu V'Shikos Piyu. Is at some point down the line in the ultimate future, the redemption, will there be a possibility that we'll hear the Torah again directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that we won't forget the Torah? So the first two dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokech Elohim Lecha Elokim Acherim, which is the Shorish of Emuna, the root of all faith in God, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, that remains mushrash. That's ingrained in every single Jew, and it will never be forgotten. The rest of the Torah, unfortunately, we weren't ready for receiving it directly from Hashem for whatever reason, and therefore that has to wait until we'll hear it again from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this time directly at the end of time. And what we gain from this Kedushas HaLevi is that even Kal Shebekalim is ready and prepared to give up his life, sacrifice his life for Kedushas Hashem. Why? Because that which he heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of God, lo yelech Elohim achirim, never to be willing to accept another God, that became completely ingrained, totally ingrained in the very essence and the nefesh of every single Jew forevermore. Every single Jew. And if this be the case, we go back to the Arachayim HaKadosh that we started with. Why was it critical that these two dibros be heard directly from Hashem? And the answer says the Arachayim, Kedei Shalom Timot Torah Mizarenu Li'olam Voel, that the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael for all eternity. Which means that just like we saw in the Kedushas HaLevi, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself directly gave the first two dibros is because it had to be engraved in Knesset Yisrael in a way that it would never be forgotten. And that's exactly what we saw in the Arachayim HaKadosh, except that the Kedushas HaLevi adds another point here. Let's not forget that the Kedushas HaLevi says that there's a Havtocha that ultimately will get to the stage where none of the Torah will be forgotten. All of the Torah, the complete corpus of Torah, will be engraved forevermore in the souls of Klal Yisrael. That's going to happen at the end of time. Yishakenu Mishikos Piyu. Now, what about the Baal HaTanya? Is there any way of integrating or shall we say synthesizing the Baal HaTanya with the Kedushas HaLevi? Elu v'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. According to what we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael the two dibros Rishon Anochi V'Liyach in order that they should be makabalit benefesh beruach u'neshama. What do we mean? We said that according to the Baal HaTanya, the ability of every single Jew, even Kal Shebekalim, to give up his life is because of the Yerusha of the Avos, who are called the Merkava. And we can now reconcile that with the Kedushas HaLevi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the two dibros to be heard directly from Hashem. Mishum shekvar kiblu nefesh ruach neshama. They've already received this legacy, this inheritance from the Avos HaKadoshim. So that prepared them, benefesh, beruach u'neshama, for this great moment in time, this great Parshas Drachim, when they could hear the first two dibros. when they can take the amuna of Anochi and Lo Yilecha and allow it to penetrate deep into their souls. So it's a two-stage process. The first stage is what the Baal Tanya calls Yerusha Min HaAvos, but that's only Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. That gives us the makeup in which we're prepared now for Kabbalah Satorah. The Kabbalah Satorah of the first two Dibros directly Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to implant in our Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, the Amuna, such that forevermore we're willing and we're able to give up our lives al Kedushas Hashem. Ad kan HaKofa Aleph. Now we're up to HaKofa Beis. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos, Tana Rabbana. Yeah, please. Yechiel.
So that's a very persuasive argument to explain why even those that aren't on the outside connected with the Shed, they'll give up their lives, push them to Shav, they won't convert or anything like that. Because we've heard that all our Shamas are at Har Sinai, and we all heard referred to the commandment directly from Baruch Hu. But then, how do we explain those units who convert over the centuries?
I think what we're saying is that, like everything in life, a challenge can be faced, and we have the potential to rise up to that occasion. It doesn't mean that we don't have the challenge. We still have the freedom of choice. There were two sets of Jews. There were those Jews who had this spark within them, and at the moment when that spark had to be called forward, it burst out from within them, as we described it, as an intense flame. There were those who moved away. Those, like the perhaps 80% of the Jews who didn't go out of Mitzrayim, Chavushim Olu. There were those who intermarried. There were those who refused and rejected their identity. But once a Jew is willing to identify as part of Klal Yisrael, then he hooks in, he links up, if you will, with this great legacy that's made up of two parts. Part A, which is the Kedushas HaAvos, and part B is the ability to be impressed with the first two Dibros that penetrate into the very soul. Those who decided, and they had the freedom of choice to do so, to sever their relationship with Knesset Yisrael, they take on a different legacy. This is part, Yechiel, of a longer discussion that has to do with Jews who unfortunately are what we call Parshim and Atzibur. They no longer identify as Jews, and despite whatever they inherited and all the potential they have within them, They completely rejected. V'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'ama. And I have a lot to say about that, but I would like to spend a little bit of time that we have on the story of Rabbi Akiva. So with your permission, Yechiel, we're going to learn a Gemara in Brachos. Tana Rabbana. Pam achas gozra malchus or shoshal yasku Yisrael v'torah. This is the time of the Romans. And Bob Pofus ben Yehudu Matzal Rabbi Akiva Shayamakil Kilos Rabin. Barabin, the Osek B'Torah. Rabbi Akiva is teaching Torah publicly. Amru Lohayyomim Mu'atim Achitofsu Rabbi Akiva V'chavshu B'Veis Asurim. And then Hotzius Rabbi Akiva La'Riga. The moment that they took out Rabbi Akiva was the moment of Kriyat Shema. He was being tortured by Yisorkin as Besor of Masreka Shal Barzel. And he was reciting Kriyat Shema. I don't know how it's humanly possible. I can't explain that. And not only that, the Gemara records a dialogue between the Talmidim and Rabbi Akiva. Amulo Talmidim, Rabbeinu Ad Kan. Now again, I don't know how to translate Ad Kan. Maybe Ad Kan means you're setting a standard that's way above human comprehension. Or maybe Ad Kan means, do you have to really go this far? Amalehem kol yomai ayisi mitztara al posuk hazeh b'chol nafshecha fil notos nashlam erit masai yovo liyodi v'akaymenu akshe shebo liyodi lo akaymenu en hoyamarech bi echod ad she yotzasa nishmaso bi echod v'yotzasa bas kol v'yomar ashrecha rabbi akiva she yotzasa nishmascha bi echod. So the two questions that we want to address is, number one, what were the Talmidim asking? Rabbeinu Ad Kan? And the second question is, what's the big deal? Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotza nishmascha be'echad. Obviously, if he said Kriyat Shema, then he finished the word echad. But here, this baskel that comes out of Shemayim must be adding some new chiddush that we didn't know about. And what's the emphasis on Yotza Nishmaso V'Echad? We're going to leave this question for a moment and come right back to it. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in the laws of Kiddush Hashem Yoredei Kufnu Nitzayim that we give up our lives for Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Tov, but not for any of the other Averos. So with regard to other Averos, I'm talking Bitzino, not publicly, he puts a gun to your head and he says, violate, eat chazer, I'll kill you, it's in private. Yavar v'al-yehorek. Why? Because the Torah says, v'chai bohem, v'lo she'yomus bohem. And now we're up to page 3. This gigantic controversy, the Rambam, the Ramach, and others, is a person permitted, if he so desires to do so, to be machmer al-atzmo, to give up his life for one of the other 610 mitzvahs? Some say there's no room for being machmir because the Torah says, v'chai bohem, you should live. And others, amongst them Tosfos, quote a story of Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra in the Yerushalmi. According to the story related by the Yerushalmi, this Rabbi Abba was in the presence of a guy, and the guy forced him to eat nevela at the pain of death. And Amarlo, Ibois lemiktalak tol. Rabbi Abba turns to the Akum and he says to him, if you want to kill me, kill me. Tosa says, Machmir Hoya, if it was Bitsina, you see that Rabbi Abba was Machmir on himself. He didn't want to eat the nevela even at the pain of death. The Shach claims that we paskin like the Rambam. A person is not allowed to give up his life for any of the other mitzvahs. However, with one exception, Adam Gadol v'Chassid Yirei Shamayim Rashoy Lekadesh Hashem V'Libzar Atzma Filo Al Mitzvah Kal. So the first, you want to know what's going on over here. Where's room for an exception? If the rule is v'chai bohem, then to give up your life when you're not required to do so is suicidal. And that's indeed the shittas of Rambam. Why should the halacha change for an adam gadol v'chassid? Who allows him to give up his life? In order to explain to you, Yerushalmi of Rabbi Abba, yesh lahafli, b'shvil shu chassid v'yirishmai mishtan edino, haloksiv v'chai bohem. And in order to answer these questions, let's review our questions. We don't understand the Sugyan Brachos, Rabbi Akiva, why the Talmidim asked him on Khan. We don't understand why it is that Rabbi Akiva, just one second, that the Baskol told us about Rabbi Akiva, that Yotza Nishmas Ashrei Rabbi Akiva, that Yotza Nishmas will be Echad. And now we have another question. How is it that in the case of an Adam Gadol V'Chassid, the law bends, the law changes, the V'Chai Bohem is suspended, and the Adam Gadol V'Chassid is permitted to give up his life for one of the other Averis, Bitsin? And this leads us to our final question, one of the most perplexing sugyas in all of Agadat and Shas Erev and Yudgimel and Beis. The Gemara records a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai that went on for 2.5 years Halolu Omrim, according to one opinion, Noach lo liyodim shlo nivra yosim shenivra. If man had a choice, would be better off if he wasn't born. Halolu Omrim, Noach lo liyodim shenivra. It would be a better choice that man be born. Nivnu v'gamru Noach lo liyodim shlo nivra yosim mishenivra. The final decision is that it would have been a better deal had we not been born. And here we have a radical, revolutionary chiddush of the Marsha. Not simple pshat in the Gemara. The Marsha is obviously bothered. What's going on? The whole deal is very complicated. Says the Marsha, this whole machlokas revolves around one issue. And that is the balance between losases and essays. The Gemara ends up by saying, nimnu v'gamru, they counted. Normally, nimnu v'gamru means they counted heads, but that only applies to a judiciary decision. In this case, what's nimnu v'gamru? Says the Rasha something way out. The Rasha has such a creative mind. He says that nimnu v'gamru, they started counting the mitzvahs. And they realized that the total count of losas says is 365, and that by far exceeds the count of mitzvah saseh, which is 248. After man is born, he's faced by these two challenges. The losases are going to bring him down because there's so many challenges. The essays give him a chance, an opportunity to go up. But in fact, the scale is askew and the weight is on the side of the losases. Shasa versus Ramach. And therefore, Nivnu v'gamru, they counted, and they decided, Noach lo liyodim shelo nivra. The chances and the statistical probability of his failing is greater than success. And therefore you want to know, is he going to be mekabel schar? Is it worth it going through this difficult life of ours in this world for the sake of schar? The answer is, well, there are only 248 opportunities for schar. There are much more opportunities for punishment. It's better not to be born. This is the famous Marsha. Now, Farshim asked the following question. How can you tell me, Noach lo liyodim shelo nivra? God is a mativ. The Ramchal, the Maral, the Arizal, they all came up with the same answer. God created man in order to bestow goodness on man. What's good about creating man? If you tell me it would be a better deal if we weren't created. How could the Gemara say, Noach lo liyodim shelo nivra, when God decided, because he's a mativ, he wants to bestow goodness, and therefore he created man. Olaver Rotzono Yisbarach Shmo Livra Asa Olam Kidei Lahati Lehetiv Librua. So we have another question to answer on our list. The Marsha himself, in his presentation in the Gemara in Erevin, seems to touch and perhaps even address this question head on. He asks, after God created man, the pasuk says, "Vayara Elokim es kol asher asav hinei tov miot." It's clear that the creation of man is called tov. How can you call it tov if Noach lo liyodim shelo nivra? And he answers that Anochi v'lo yia mipia gvura shamanu, that the first two dibros we heard directly from God, says the Marsha, these two dibros combine all of the 16, they comprise all the 613. Anochi is the shorish of all the mitzvahs say, lo yecha of all the mitzvahs losas. Says the Marsha, there's a fundamental difference between the giving of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah. As far as the recipients are concerned, the Mekabli HaTorah, they don't understand that the Torah, both the Losa says and the essays, the whole package of 613, is included in those two mitzvahs. When we study Hilcha Shabbos, we understand how the told is related to the Av. But when we study how the toldos, the losas, are related to lo yilecha, and the ramach are related to anochi, we don't have a clue how to work that out. And therefore we see the essays and the losas as two distinct, fundamentally different entities. And therefore, since the numbers of Losa says outweigh the Yaseis Noachlam L'Sholom Nivra, that's as far as the Makabal is concerned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nosei Natorah, he understands that all the mitzvahs Aseh are included under Anochi, and all the mitzvahs Losas are included under Lo Yilecha. From his perspective, the numbers are one against one, not 365 against 248. He doesn't have the perspective of Losas says Merubin ala Essen, that there are more Losas says. Because from God's perspective, all the Losas says fit into one, and that is Elohim Achirim. All the Aseis fit into one, and that's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If that be the case, there's one Dibur for the Aseis and one Dibur for the Losases. Man is given a freedom of choice, and he's put in a situation which is Shava B'Shava, or what we call Mechtzal Mechtzadam. Therefore, the Marsha quotes a Tosus in Avodah Zarah. Tosus says that even though Nimnu V'Gamru, that Noach Lo Liyom Shlo Nivra, Hainu B'Tchilas Le'Dosa, when you look at a baby in its birth, you don't know what's going to happen down the line. And chances are very good, unfortunately, that it'll fall prey to one or the other of the 365, or many of them, the Losases. However, says Tosfos, when a person matures, and Baruch Hashem, he becomes a tzaddik, he becomes a Talmud Chacham, Ashrav v'ashrei ador shu b'tocho, then it was all worth it. Says the Marsha, you know what's going on over here? When a person matures, and he climbs the spiritual ladder, and his understanding of Torah becomes deep and more profound, he begins to understand in a divine-like way what Anochi Elo Yilecha is all about. That each one of these two, respectively, comprise the entire gamut of Esim and Losases. And therefore, he becomes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. There's no such thing as Losases Merubin al Esim. And therefore, it's worth it for him to be born. He's not going to fall prey to the Losases Lo Yilecha Elohim Achirim. Nimnu v'gamru, Noach lo liyom shlo nivra yosem yishenivra, but achshav shenivra yifashpesh b'masa. Now that he's born, he should be mefashpesh b'masa. Mefashpesh b'masa means he should develop wisdom, insight, and he should begin to understand that if God created him, then it's not askewed towards the onshim, but rather yifashpesh b'masa, he should get to the point where he'll achieve and grasp the hasaga that all of his masim are included under either Anochi or Lo Yielecha, and therefore he'll reach the level of Noach Lo Shenivra. In the divine plan, Hashem saw the end result. He understood that there's only one essay and one losas, and it's Shavah B'Shavah. And he understood that man is given the possibility of arriving, achieving that understanding. That all the losas are just hechetimtzes, they're just different forms of violating one Isur, and that's Elohim Achirim. And he gets to the point we can understand that all the 248 are just simply hechetimtzes, they're just simply different methods or modes of fulfilling the one belief of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And of course, the Gemara tells us in the name of Chananya ben Akasha, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakis Es Yisrael, L'Fichach Hirbo Lehem Torah U'Mitzvot, Hashem Chovetz L'Van Tzidko, L'Man Torah V'Yadir. It means that Anochi V'Lo Yia Mipi HaGvura Shamum. Why does the Gemara call it Mipi HaGvura? Gvura is usually Midas HaDin. And the answer is, because the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, that machshava tova kodesh baruch hu mitzarfu lemaisa, machshava roa eina kodesh baruch hu mitzarfu lemaisa. There's an amazing gvura over here. In Avodah Zarah, for example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif machshava roa lemaisa. A person thinks about worshipping an idol, and it's already considered as if he worshipped the idol. Now wait a second, we just finished saying that eina kodesh baruch hu mitzarfu lemaisa when it comes to machshava roa. We just finished saying that all 365 lavim are included under Lo Yilecha which is Avodah Zarah, we should have said, therefore, that on any los aser, which is in effect a violation of Lo Yilchalim Acherim, it's like Avodah Zarah, and the Machshav alone should be like a Maisa. And the answer is, says the Node of Yehuda, that Tzlach in his drashos, Omer Ani, Im Hoya Kodesh Baruch Hu Modi Alonu Kol HaMitzvos B'Tamam, if God would reveal to us all the mitzvahs and all the deeper meanings of the mitzvahs, Legalos Ech Shekulam Nechlolin Ba'Anochi V'lo Yelecha, then we're going on now to page 4, the last of the 4 pages, Hayiru Ne'noshim Al Kol HaVeros B'Onesh Chomer Shel Avodah Zarah. If we would only understand how all 365 losases are really just different forms of violating Avodah Zarah, if God would have taught us that, all of them are included in Lo Yilecha, we would be punished on a machshava for Avodah Zarah in any one of the losases. Says Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, God wanted to be done, Klal Yisrael L'Kaf Zchus, not to be managed, not to punish them on a machshava. L'fichach hirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, he gave them Torah mitzvahs stam. Stam means without classifying them. He never gave us the insight to understand how these mitzvahs are included in Anochi and Lo Yilecha. And that's what the Gemara means, says the Tzlach, when it says Anochi v'lo Yilecha mipi ha-gvura shamum, that Gvura is Midas Adin. And here, Midas Adin was absolutely necessary. And that means Shagam Mitzad HaMakablim Yeh HaKol B'Chlal Anochi V'lo Yilecha. Even though Midas Adin would have it that all of the Lo Sases are included under Lo Yilecha, and if we'd be punished for a Machshava, El Hashem Chofetz Aman Tzidko. And this means Hakshem injected here Midas HaRachamim. Chofetz Aman Tzidko means Lahatzdik. And therefore, Hirbalem Toru Mitzvahs. And in this ribuy of mitzvahs, he did not define and reveal how they're all included in Anochi v'lo Yilecha. But as far as the tzaddikim is concerned, as far as they're concerned, they understand the depths of the Torah. They understand how all the losases are included under Lo Yilecha. They understood that the entire corpus of the Torah is one entity. And therefore, they are able to give up their lives where no one else is allowed, is permitted to give up his life. Why is it that an Adam Gadol Chassid V'Yir Shemayim Mutalo Limsar Nafshal Kol Mitzvah HaTorah? Because the Adam Gadol understands that every mitzvah in the Torah, and how much more so the mitzvah of teaching Torah, transmitting it, is really a mitzvah that encompasses all the other mitzvahs. It's the Hirbalem Torah mitzvahs. They understand, they appreciate that there's Mesiris Nefesh for all the mitzvahs, because all the mitzvahs come under Anochi and Lo Yilecha. And it's more important to be dedicated to those two mitzvahs, those two archetypes, than to even live on this earth, give up their lives. They're willing to do so. They understand, they feel in their heart of hearts, in their Nefesh of Neshamas, how it is that all the mitzvahs are included in Anochi Lo Yilecha. And therefore, even a mitzvah kala is included under Anochi. And if it's a losaseh, it's included under Lo Yilecha. And therefore, they understand that every single avera is included under Avodah Zarah Lo Yilecha Lehim Achirim. And the principle of Yehari Gval Yavar applies. And if this be the case, perhaps we could explain why the Bas Kol came out to announce Ashrecha, Rabbi Akiva, Sheyotza Nishmascha B'Echad. The Talmidim asked their Rebbe, Ad Kan, could it be? We're talking about teaching Torah. Teaching Torah is a great mitzvah, but it's not one of the big three. How are you able or allowed or permitted to give up your life for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. Well, take a look at Kriyat Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And immediately, after declaring our belief in the oneness, the unity of God, the Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu notel es nafshecha. What's the connection here between Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and b'chol nafshecha, the very next pasuk? The answer is that if a person achieves love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he has the ava of Hashem, he's willing to give up his life for any of the mitzvahs, because all the mitzvahs represent the emunah, the belief in the achdus of Hashem. His understanding, his dedication to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, his belief, his faith in God is such that he's able to give up his life for any mitzvah. No matter what the level of the mitzvah is, even if it's relatively mitzvah kala, because he understands that that mitzvah kala is part of Avas Hashem, is incorporated into Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He feels all the mitzvahs are included in Anochi Elo Yelecha. That's the Achdus of Hashem. The Achdus of Hashem is that God doesn't split into two. He doesn't have mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh. It's all one. It's all indivisible. It's one entity. And therefore, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shiyotza Nishmascha B'Echad. The word Echad here means the oneness of God, the dedication and the love to the Achdus of Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, I am willing to give up my life for one single mitzvah, a great mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. B'Shasha Hotziu Es Rabbi Akiva La'Riga. It was Man Kriyat Shema. And they were torturing him. And he was accepting Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. He was accepting in Kriyash Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He realized that anyone who denies Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a kofar. He has the same status as someone who's Ovid Avodah Zor. He has to give up his life. And now when Rabbi Akiva commits himself, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Hashem Echad, it's a different kind of Hashem Echad. It's a whole different type of commitment. The Talmidim didn't understand this. They were amazed how Rabbi Akiva would give up his life for Talmud Torah B'Rabim. Limud Torah is not one of the Gimel Averos. And Rabbi Akiva responded, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitztar Al Pasuk Zeh. It says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'Ahavta B'Chol Nafshecha Afilu Notel Es Nishmascha. Now I have the opportunity to fulfill it. All my life I was mitztayer, waiting for the moment to reach this high madrega, when I can fulfill the pasuk v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha afilu notel es nafshecha. That a person should give up his life on all the mitzvahs, not just on the big three, because achshav shebo liyadi, I now have an opportunity, because I believe and I comprehend Achdus, Achdus, Hashem Echad, and Anochi Eloyia is part of one entity. It's all a belief in God and a love for God. And therefore, Achshav Shebo Liyadi, now I have the possibility, the merit of living up to this V'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'lo'ai Kaimena. If you ask me, would a rank and file Jew, a regular Jew, have to give up his life for the other mitzvahs? No, he's not allowed to do so. We pass him like the Rambam. But I'm on a level of Hashem Echad. I reach the level in which my love for Hashem integrates all the mitzvahs into one. Anochi v'loyia is one entity. I understand that all the mitzvahs are included in Anochi and Loyia. And I'm willing and eager to rise to the occasion. God gave me this opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And finally, Rabbi Akiva, according to the Arizal, is a soul, he's a transmigration of Yaakov Avinu. Based on the pasuk in at the end of Chumash Bereishis, it says, Midei Avir Yaakov. Avir Yaakov are the same letters as Rabbi Akiva. Yaakov Avinu understood how all the mitzvahs, all the 613, are included under Anochi V'Loyia. Yaakov Avinu declares, Anochi Lo Yadati, meaning I know that Anochi is part of all the mitzvahs. And wait a minute, I left something out here, sorry. What's lo? Okay, I owe you that. Okay. Oh yeah. Lo is a combination of an aleph and a lamed. The aleph represents Anochi, and the lamed represents lo yelecha. That's lo. Anochi lo yodati. I know, declares Yaakov Avinu, I know lo. I know anochi and lo yelecha, meaning that it's all one. And I'm divine-like in that sense. I have that perspective of the totality and the indivisibility, indivisible nature of the Torah. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, who has the same Shorash HaNeshama, the same Nitzot of Yaakov Avinu, he sees that all of the mitzvahs are all included in one concept of the Achdus Hashem, of Hashem Echad, and therefore, Rabbi Akiva will give up his life. Ashrecha, Shoyamarech Bi'echad, Achiyotza, Nishmasu Bi'echad. He, Rabbi Akiva, will be Moser Nafsho on Libud HaTorah B'Rabim. And the reason for that is because Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he felt in his very nefesh the Achdus of Hashem Hashem Echad, that all the Averos, not just the big three, are included in Avas Hashem, in Bechol Nafshecha, Filu Notos Nafshecha. For him, all the mitzvahs fit into one equal pattern, and he's willing and he has to be Moser Nefesh, not to deny the Achdus of Hashem that expresses itself, personifies in any mitzvah, even if it's not the big three. Yotza Sabaskal V'yomra Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva She Yotza Nishmaskal V'yechad. The Baskal testifies with a true and absolutely reliable testimony about Rabbi Akiva that his neshama went out B'yechad, that he was Moser Nefesh Kedasu Kedin. He was absolutely required to give up his life because of the mitzvah of Bi'echad of Achdus Hashem, because he understood that concept of the Achdus, that everything, all the mitzvahs are expressions of the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, the Kedusha of being Moser Nafsho for any mitzvah, because any mitzvah that you deny and violate is considered Kfira Bi'Achdus Hashem, and therefore Ashrecha Yisrael. And finally, in the last paragraph, he says, what we understand is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai wanted to directly transmit these two Dibros, Harishonos, Anochi V'Loyia, to teach us the ultimate tachlis, that Klal Yisrael should be Zoche to the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, to understand how all the mitzvahs are included in Anochi V'Loyia, Lo Yodati.